This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. The Election Commission of India will publish the draft voter list for Uttar Pradesh today, following the ongoing SIR process. The draft electoral roll was initially scheduled for publication on the 31st of December. Chief Electoral Officer of Uttar Pradesh, Navdeep Rinwar, had informed that the period for receiving claims and objections has been set from today to 6th of next month. After the publication of draft electoral roll, citizens will have 1 month to submit claims and objections. The decision on the claims and objections will be resolved during the notice phase between the 6th of January to 27th of February. The final publication of the electoral roll of Uttar Pradesh will be done on the 6th of March. He said that all the enumeration forms have been received and digitized. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has lauded the successful commissioning of Hindustan Petroleum Corporation Limited's residue upgradation facility at the Visakh refinery in Andhra Pradesh. Sharing a social media post of Petroleum and Natural Gas Minister Hardeep Singh Puri, the Prime Minister said the state-of-the-art facility adds momentum to the nation's efforts to boost energy independence, aligning with the vision of Atmanirbhar Bharat. He said it is a decisive leap in Bharat's journey towards energy security and self-reliance. In his social media post, Mr. Puri has highlighted that the facility is a masterpiece of indigenous engineering, housing 3 LC Max reactors, all fabricated and assembled within Bharat. The Election Commission of India, ECI, has directed the Director General of Police, DGP of West Bengal, Rajiv Kumar, to submit a detailed action taken report, ATR, by 5 p.m. today, regarding the alleged attack on poll observer C. Murugan on the 30th of last month. The incident happened when Mr. Murugan, serving as electoral roll observer for South 24 Porganas district, was on a field visit to oversee the special intensive revision of electoral rolls. During the visit, his vehicle was damaged and he faced protest and obstruction at Magrahat. The Supreme Court has directed the central government and the Employees Provident Fund Organization, EPFO, to decide within 4 months on revising the wage ceiling under the Employees Provident Fund scheme, which has remained unchanged for the past 11 years. A bench of Justices J.K. Maheshwari and Atul S. Chandurkar passed the directions while hearing a public interest litigation, highlighting that the stagnant wage ceiling has resulted in large section of workers being excluded from the ambit of the EPFO, a social welfare scheme intended to provide social security to employees in the organized sector. In Bangladesh, atrocities against minorities continue as a Hindu businessman was shot dead in public by the unidentified assailants in Monirampur Upazila of Jessore last evening, triggering panic in the area and raising fresh concerns over law and order ahead of the elections. The victim was identified as Rana Kanti Bairagi, alias Rana Pratap, son of Tushar Kanti Bairagi of Aruwa village in neighbouring Keshapur Upazila. Rana Pratap also served as acting editor of Nariyal-based daily BD Khobar. In another incident, a Hindu woman has alleged that she was gang-raped, tied to a tree and brutally tortured in Kaliganj Upazila in Jhenaida district. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar interacted with participants of the French Indian Young Talents Programme by Chamber of Commerce and Industry, France, India and Paris. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar said he discussed the transformations underway in the world and the importance of India-France collaboration in that context. The minister also met Executive Director of International Energy Agency, Fatih Birol, and appreciated his assessment of the global energy scenario and his support for India's growth and development. Three people, including a couple and the 10-year-old daughter, lost their lives in a fire incident at a building in DMRC quarters in Delhi's Adarsh Nagar. Fire department said they received a call regarding the fire at 2:39 a.m. on the fifth floor of the building. Five fire tenders have reached the spot and doused the fire at 3:30 a.m. In badminton, two-time Olympic medalist P.V. Sindhu will return to action at the Malaysia Open 2026 badminton tournament at the stadium Axiata Arena in Kuala Lumpur today. Indian benchmark indices Sensex and Nifty are trading in the red zone in the forenoon trade today. Sensex slipped 197 points to 85,248 and Nifty declined 25 points to 26,224 when reports last came in. And that is the end of this news bulletin.